Good morning, everyone. How is everybody doing on this wonderful day? Come on in. We're just getting all the technical stuff straight, so give me a moment here. It's a lot of technical things here. So come on in. Like I said, we're getting some of the technical stuff together. I got a new camera, trying to work with it, but it's not working with me. So, you guys come on in, make your way on in. We're going to get everybody in here at this moment and so forth, okay? So, make your way on in. I'm going to tag some people. Let them know that we are here. I know many of you are traveling and so forth. So make your way on in. We just want to make sure you're hearing me loud and clear. And So come on in, guys. How is everybody doing this blessed day? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are here to rejoice and be glad in it. Make your way on in. I'm just letting some people know we have the connection's a little slow this morning, but you know, make your way in. It's good to see everybody. Come on in as we get started this morning. Good morning, everyone. I know you guys are doing awesome this morning. I am thankful that you are making your way in. As I said, you know, I'm getting the technical stuff together. You know, you try to get it together way ahead of time, but then when you come on, it's like, it ain't working. But, you know, we're going to get it together. So make your way in, share, tag somebody, let somebody know we are on the air for our Sunday morning empowerment session for each and every one of you that's, you know, on your way into church or you're just not getting up. And I'm just checking everything and making sure if you're hearing me loud and clear. Let me know if you hear me loud and clear. Just want to make sure we're doing it. We got you going, you know, loud and clear. But hear me. Let me know if you hear me loud and clear. Thumbs up, hearts up, so forth, and everything. And we're going to get started. Let some people get a little more time to come on in. Good. Thank you. Because, you know, these cameras and stuff can be really something. you know, you think you can hear yourself, and then you be like, I can't hear nothing or see. But I'm going to let a few more people come on in. I'm going to let a few more people know that we are here. And we're going to get started. And I know Facebook and them are very funny about music, but we're going to play this a little bit. I do not own the rights to this music as we come on in and get started for today. You guys know I don't like holding people up, and I'm learning time is valuable. Time is precious, and I want to get you guys in here and out according to the will of God and so forth. And we're going to go ahead and get into the word in prayer, okay? All right. Thank you, God, everybody. All right. Thank you. Good morning, Kalala. Come on in. Thank you for joining us on this morning. And we're going to go ahead and have prayer. Father, Lord, we thank you for each and every one that's made their way online. Those who are making their way or who's traveling, getting ready for church, we ask you to bless them and cover them with your blood. As I decrease, Lord, that you may increase, that you may move by your power and your spirit, as we open up the word of God this morning to empower each and every one as they go on their journey each and every day for the week. And God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we shall ask. And God, we know that you're able to do great and wonderful things. And Father, Lord, we ask you to let your anointing flow throughout the land, touch your men and women of God who are standing on the battlefield, who are standing on the wall, fighting and holding up the bloodstained banner. And God, we thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Good morning. Yes. You know what? You get excited when it comes to the word of God. And sometimes people, I get upset with people that you know, say it doesn't take all that. But they go to a football game and it takes all that. Or they're at home watching the football game and they're yelling at the TV as if the people on the TV hears them shouting and screaming and yelling and everything. And they don't. But you know who hears us when we give him praise is Jesus, is our Lord and Savior. When we shout out to him, when we lift him up, and when we begin to magnify him, and it says, you know, coming to his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and we're entering to his courts with praise. No matter where your court is that you're entering in, giving God some praise. So yes, it takes all that. It takes all that and more to give God some praise and begin to thank God for all that he has done in our lives. And if we can shout out for our favorite football teams, why can't we shout out for our Lord and Savior? So give yourself applause. If you at home, give God some praise. Give him a hallelujah, a thank you, Jesus. Lord, we know that you're able. Shout out with God. As I said, give me 2 minutes of giving God some praise on this morning, because he has been good to each and every one of you. So we begin to give God a thanks and begin to lift him up and begin to shout out with praise, because he is able, because without him, none of this would be possible. Many of us won't even be here today. So you take 5 minutes out of your day, take a minute out of your time, and to, yes, act a fool for Jesus. How many of you listening? How many of you do I have out here? How many partners do I have that's ready to act a fool for Jesus? We act a fool for everything else, but we don't act a fool for Jesus. We don't go out screaming, how we don't have our fingers up and our signs up giving God praise. But we need to do that. We need to begin to bless and honor God on this day and every single day that you wake up. So I just wanted to get that little 5 minute praise out, that 5 minute shout out to each and every one of you. I hope you guys are hearing me loud and clear, and I hope you're giving God some thanks, because every now and then, as an old saying, we have to look back over our life and look what God has brought us from. He has brought many of us from a mighty long ways. We wouldn't even be here today if he didn't do what he said he was going to do. And so to sit down on God and allow people to say it doesn't take all that to give God some praise, shame on you, because it takes all that and more to keep you. And if you're entering to the house of God on this morning, give God some praise, because yes, it takes all that. Get out of tradition, get out of routine, and give God some praise, and give God some thanks, and give God some worship. I love to worship. I'm a worshiper in heart. And I love to open up and to allow God to do and move exceedingly. That's not what we're talking about today, but that's just, God just put that in my spirit on this morning. And I don't know, maybe that was for somebody that's out there, that's getting up this morning, that's sitting on the side of the bed, that you're going through your woe is me point of time in your life. And you're sitting there like, okay, is it just nobody knows my sorrow? But God knows it all. And we come to worship him, okay? And as we get ready to get started, I just want to play a little bit of this, and we're going to get started. I do not own the rights to this music. This is CeCe Winans, Goodness of God. It's, I love you more for the mercies. She's never failed me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. Come on now. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, and I was seeing of the goodness of God. That is so important, y'all. And this is my favorite part here. Because all my life, you have been faithful, Lord. Even when I wasn't faithful, you were faithful, Lord. And all my life, you have been so, so good. When nobody else was good, God is awesome. But with every breath that I am able to take, I'm going to sing of the goodness of God. So how many of you woke up this morning to talk to God and let him know that? So there's somebody out there who's being is in a shift. But thank God for the goodness of the Lord each and every day. We may not deserve it, but he has been good to many of us, all of us. So there's no reason that we don't get up and give God some praise. I am excited today. I hope you are too. We're going to get in here. We're going to get started. And if you're watching in replay, just let me know you're watching in replay when you catch on. We've been doing a series, and we're going to continue for this whole month of February. We're talking about the importance of godly friendship. And you may be saying, what is that? Godly relationships, I'm sorry. The importance of godly relationships, because we're going to be talking about friendship today. But the importance of godly relationships. And those of us who are Christians and in this walk, it's very important to have godly relationships. We can have those in the world and those worldly relationships because God will use us to be able to minister those in the world. But you also need to have godly relationships. It is so important because there are times in your life that you need those relationships. Last week, we kind of opened it up and we talked about relationships, period, and just getting into about relationships and everything and so forth. So this morning, I want to talk about godly friendships, okay? And definitely directed towards my women. So ladies, you may hear some, you know, men, this is for you too. You always say, take out the meat, take out what you can use, okay? But the lesson was really almost directly towards our women, because for some reason in today's society, we have problems building godly friendship amongst us as women. I can't speak for men because I'm not a man and I don't know, but I do know women. And I have heard women say, you know, I don't have female friends because females are messy and we keep a lot of mess. So I have a lot of male friends. Or I've heard people say, I don't do women. You know, that means I don't be friends with women, and you are a woman. And so we're going to talk about that today, because you guys, that's world talk. That ain't got nothing to do with God. Okay. You know, you walking around here talking about women are messy. You are a woman. You are messy too. Okay, it's not about that we're messy, we're emotional, and we just got to be honest with it. We're emotional because that's how God created us, and when we begin to accept that, that's what it is. Okay, you know, and the enemy will use things to bring division because he knows we're stronger in numbers. And if we as women continue to have this fight to begin to bring division, it's allowing the enemy to come into our homes, to come into our marriages, to come into our relationships, to come to our ministries, to come to our jobs. It's allowing the enemy to come into your calling and your purpose, because we have put on this mantle, this hat of hearing the world keeps feeding to us. It's good to be alone. It's okay to be alone. No, that ain't even scripture neither. And we'll get into that another time. But it's not. And we talked a little bit about that last Sunday. Let me backtrack. We talked a little bit about that last Sunday. And that goes take us all. I always tell you guys, I'm a Genesis girl. I go all the way to the beginning. Because it was not meant for man to be alone. If it was meant for man to be alone, we're not just talking about men in general. Men and the whole dynamics of men and women. And that was God. That wasn't Peter, Paul, James, or John. Nobody said that, but that was God himself. When he created, and he was like, nah, man can't be alone. Because being alone is dangerous also. Okay, and it's how we are alone. you know, we're in this day and time where everybody wants to be by themselves, and oh, I'm good, I'm by myself, I'm so good by myself, I'm all right by myself. Let me tell y'all something. Being by yourself is dangerous because the enemy will come in. As soon as he gets that crack in that door, he's going to make his way in. You can sit there and say all this, I'm good by myself, I don't need nobody, I don't need no friends, I don't need no man, I don't need no woman. That ain't biblical, that ain't scripture neither. That's the flesh talking. That's not your spirit talking. And we got to begin to learn to rightly divide the word of God correctly, because that's your flesh talking. Because God was a people person. If God wanted to be by himself, Jesus wanted to be by himself, when he walked on this earth, he would have been by himself. But for some reason, he got 12 disciples to go with him, and he went and recruited 12 people because he didn't want to be alone, because it's not good for man to be alone. The enemy even tempted him when he came out of his 40 day. And we got to begin to really read the scriptures and stop allowing our flesh to lead us and be led by the Spirit of God. We are more powerful than numbers than we are by ourselves. We can tear down more in numbers than we can by ourselves. And that is so important about us when it comes to this walk with Christ. It is so, so important. Okay, so we're talking about godly friendship and how it was important to have godly friendship. And I do know in the scriptures, they tell, you know, Lazarus, Mary, Martha were friends of Jesus. How powerful that is to be a friend of God. And there's a song we used to sing all the time. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God, and he calls me friend. That is the most beautiful song, because if you really listen to it and get in your spirit, to be called a friend of God, it's awesome. It's very awesome to be called a friend of God. Very awesome. And so we're talking about godly friendship and how to cultivate godly friendship. And one of the scriptures I want to go into today is 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter. And this is probably one friendship that we hear so much about in the Word of God, because it's a very good example of friendship. So we're in 1 Samuel 18 chapter, starting the first verse, okay? And it says, I'm reading from the NIV, and it reads, after David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. Okay? So that is kind of, that's that Jonathan and David friendship, where they became so knitted together. It was like they were walking as one. How powerful would that be and should be to have a friendship that thick? That's awesome. To be able to call somebody your friend to that point that y'all are walking together, to the point that y'all are knitted so close together, it's awesome. And so the question that I had, and I forgot to post it, and I can post it now, is, are you seeking godly friendship with other Christian women, and are you seeking godly friendship with other Christians? Okay, and we'll put that in there for those who are coming on. You know what, these phones, your fingers be so little. Are you seeking? And I just want to get it in there. Godly friendship with other Christians. And we should. And we should be seeking godly friendship with other Christians, especially us ladies. You know, it's very important for that, because we need that. We need that bonding. We need that attachment, okay? All right. I'm going to throw that in there. All right. Are you seeking godly friendship with other Christians? And that's the question. And when you get a chance to think about it, dwell on it, meditate on it, and allow God to really minister to your spirit on it, excuse me, it is very, very important. It's so important to do that. Okay, it's to think about it. Are you seeking godly friendships with other Christians? Okay, are you, you know, with other Christian women, with other Christians? Building strong connections with fellow believers is essential to our faith, y'all. The enemy would love to have us divided as much as he can. I wanted to make sure I've got this coming up on Facebook. And because we're live on Facebook, and I'm hoping it is streaming live on Facebook, and if you guys see it, just let me know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think we got it. Yeah. It's in there. Okay. But, as I was saying, you know, building strong connections with fellow believers is essential to our faith. It is important to build friendships with fellow believers. We can build more friendships, and we have friendships with people in the world, but we don't have enough friendships with fellow believers. And not just saying Christians. I always say believers because there are many people out here that call them Christians, call themselves Christians, and but don't believe in Jesus Christ. And you want to have that friendship and fellowship with believers, those who believe in the same as you believe, and those who believe the scripture, and those who believe in the word of God, and those who believe who God is. And you want to have that fellowship because that's important. And when it comes to relationships, even marriages and friendships, those things are so, so important to make sure you fed, because you need to have something in common to talk about. Because you guys are here for a common cause. And that one common cause is to build the kingdom of God and win souls to Christ. And sometimes we forget that because we are all over the place. Okay? We forget that common cause of having that friendship and fellowship with other believers. So what I wanted to do, and I'm going to be looking down a little bit, y'all. I'm sorry, and I'm going to try to do it, but I don't have to look down so much. But what I wanted to do, and I was talking about this, we're talking about friends. And I'm going to break down the difference between disciples and friends, because there are a lot of people who would say that the disciples were Jesus' friends. In a sense, a little bit, but in a sense, they worked, okay? If you understand what disciples mean in the Greek and Hebrew, and at that time, because remember, what things meant then is a little bit different to what they mean to us now. Our English language and our text here is a little different than what it was back in Hebrew, back in Jesus' day when they did a lot of things in Hebrew and Greek. So sometimes you got to go back and define your words, pull out what the meaning are and what that time period was and why things were said at that time period, because it's different. A lot of words in the Bible today in our Westford Dictionary and Wikipedia and all them, they have a different definition and meaning than what they were used for back then. So it's very important to understand and study your words. So I wanted to break down the difference between a disciple and a friend, okay? The disciples in Hebrews means to learn or instruct. A disciple is a student, one who learns from and is taught by a teacher. So the disciples were first disciples before they became friends. They became friends with Christ because they were around him, and people looked at it like that. You know, people looked at it like they were buddies and, you know, he was hanging out with his friends. But in reality, they were disciples. The scripture tells us he had 12 disciples. He had 12 students that he was teaching the word to, that he was teaching all of this to. And he was instructing them how to do and live according to scripture and what they needed to do once he's gone. And so it was a teacher and a student relationship. That teacher and student relationship was more important because he had a purpose for them. Okay, now the disciples may have been friends amongst each other, because when he called some of them, they were brothers, some of them were friends, but he used them, he was the teacher, they were the students. So to understand the difference between a disciple and a friend is very important, okay? Because a disciple is someone that's a student, they're here to learn, and you're teaching them. That's not a friend, not a godly friend that we're talking about today, okay? Some of you may say, well, why not? Because they're students. And sometimes we can mess up with trying to be friends with our students when we're here to teach them, when God has called you to teach them and share the word of God. It's not being mean or anything, but your job is to teach and learn to instruct. So in Hebrew, that's what disciples meant. Disciples meant to learn or instruct a student, one to learn and taught by a teacher. So those 12 were being taught by the main teacher, the number one teacher. And so that's important for us to understand when we're talking about friendship. And not get the two mixed up, because we're talking about friendship. And a friendship is a little bit different than a student. I come to be taught. I come to school to be taught. I didn't come to school to be friends with my teacher. My teacher is my teacher. She's an instructor. He's an instructor. They're there to teach me what I need to learn. I'm not there to be friends, because you know why? Your teacher may say something to you that may cut you hard and may hurt your feelings. Don't y'all think Jesus may have said something to them 12 disciples that they was like, oh, no, I'm going back. Nah, you keep on talking to us like, you cutting me, man. You getting into my feelings. You getting into my emotions. Because that's what they do. is to teach us the word of God, to help us grow into the word of God. So teacher is different than a friend. A friend in Hebrews means a companion. Jewish friendships is more than social connection. So back then, it was more than a social connection when you were called friends. And you, when you were a friend of someone, it was more than just a social group getting together saying we're friends. Totally different. Friends offer each other help, loyalty, protection, support, unselfish love, and more guidance. In the Judaism, friendship is one of the primary relationships in their life. So back then, friendship was very important. It was honored. It was something that brought loyalty. You know, when you were friends with somebody, it's about helping them, your loyalty, protection, support. It was unselfish love. That means it wasn't all about you. It was about your friend. Okay? So that is so important. In Ecclesiastes 4, if we can flip through that real quick. 4 verses 9 through 10. As you guys are coming on in, come on in, come on in. Okay, Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 10. And it reads, two are better than one because they have a good return for the work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. So that's letting you know, having a friend, you fall and you're going through some things and you're struggling and you need some help and you got that godly friendship and that godly relationship. They're there to help lift you up. They're not there to tear you down. So those of you who got friends out there who are out there and you say these people are your friend and it seems like they're not even lifting you up, they're not your friends because that's what friends will do. When you're going through and you can't call them at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because they won't answer their phone when you're going through something, you need to check your friendship meter because they may not be those friends. Okay, so it's the scripture, the Bible is even telling us, you know, when you're down and you're going through and they're there to lift you up, they're a friend. Sad is a person that don't have those type of people. Sad is a person who's just so all alone, they could be sick and can't even call nobody to come and help because they have no friend. And you have to make yourself friendly. A lot of us, we as Christians, we get stuck up, we get bougie. You know, I call it ghetto bougie, bad and bougie. We want to be so bougie as Christians that as people are scared to even approach us and to become our friends. Because we walk around here with these chips on our shoulders because we know God and we serve God that people are scared to even want to be your friend. We got God, Jesus wasn't like that. He didn't walk this world like that. He was approachable. How many of you need to ask yourself, am I approachable? Am I approachable that people can approach me to become friends? Or I'm so bougie in Christ because I got a title and a position, and I know some scriptures that people are scared to even approach me to become my friend. We got to check ourselves because the scriptures tell us dangerous. Because if you fall in a place where you need help and you don't have any friends, that's dangerous. Or you've been so mean to people and pushed people away, and when you need them, no one wants to come to your rescue because you've been so mean. So we got to be careful of that. We're talking about godly friendships. We're talking about God, our thing was godly friendship relationship. We're talking about godly friendships because they are so important in this life. There are many of you out there that are home. You're lonely. You're going through. You're struggling. You have nobody to talk to. You won't tell your pastor. You won't go to church. You won't tell nobody. You have no friends because you put it that way. Or you've been under a leadership that dictates and tells you, no, you can't get your number out to nobody in the church until you come to me first. Did God say that? So now you're picking, choosing who I'll be friends with. Okay? Yeah, we got to rightly divide the word of God. You know, yeah, they'll say, well, we're protecting you. Protecting me from what? You know, if God leads me to be friends with this person, I should be able to exchange their numbers, pray. You know, it's up to you. You want to sit and give out your business and stuff, but you got to be careful. You're big enough and grown enough to know and stop the gossiping and giving out your business. But some of you are sitting at home with no friends at all. You no friends at all. You're scared to talk to anybody. And that's not good. We need godly friends. Hey, Toy, come on in. Come on in. We need godly friends. It's so important. So what does friendship mean to you? And if you want to post that, put your comments in it, put them in there. What does friendships mean to you? Because each and every one of us may have our own standard of what friendship is. And we need to be able to define that when we're making friends. And that is so, because we're cultivating friendship. We're cultivating godly friendship. And just because you're in positions and titles does not mean you can't be friends with the lay members. Come on now. Connecting on more than one level. Awesome. Yes. Because it's more than one level that we need to connect on. I love it. Not just on one level, but a good friend, you should be able to connect on all kinds of different levels. Because you're going to need them in all kinds of different levels. Awesome. Beautiful. I love that. That's an awesome, awesome way to put it. So godly friendship is so important in our lives today. Godly women friendship helps us to grow and walk closer with God. Our friendships with Christian women helps us to walk well with God. You probably didn't think that was true. You might be saying, so what? That my walk with God is based on godly friendships? Yes. And the reason why is because, let me tell y'all, when you going through and you struggling and you got some things, because we all have those seasons that we're going through. We all have those dry seasons. We all have those silent seasons that we're by ourselves and we need somebody to talk to. And having a good friend to be able to call and say, girl, you know what? I need you to pray for me. Girl, this is what's going on. And trust them that you can share your information with them and let them know. And see, that's the problem I hear a lot. For women, I don't have women friends because I can't trust them. I can't talk to them. They tell all my business. Well, them the friends you need to cut, because them must not be godly friends. You need to go back and check your friend meter. How did we meet? Where was I when I met you? What were we talking about then? Was that person gossiping when you met them? Then that should tell you that ain't the friend. That's not the godly friend God wants you to have. There are some godly women of God out there. They can hold water and more. They got stuff people has told them and they've taken it to the grave, because that is what godly friendship is about. It's about if someone comes to you and tells you their personal stuff, life stuff, what they're struggling with, and you're praying with them, you got their back, you want, but you're not spreading it everywhere. We got to stop doing that, because that's not what God wants us to do. But that's how the enemy brings that division and divides us. Because we'll have a sister come and share and think we're friends, and they open up to you and they share, and then all of a sudden you done told somebody else, and you thinking the person that you told not gonna hold water, that's gonna not gonna tell, but then you find out they can't hold water, they done gone and told everybody. You gotta find those godly friends. We talk about godly friends, not friendships that you made on your own, not friendships that you picked because this person got money or this person can give you something. But godly friendships is so important. So we need them, y'all, in this walk, because this walk ain't easy. You need a godly sister in Christ that you can call and y'all can share scripture together. Y'all can laugh and pray together. You know, y'all can hang out together and share your stories under the word of God and bless and pray for each other. It's important. Okay, it's important. So how do we build godly friendships with women or with whoever, anybody, those of you that are coming on, because this is, it's kind of towards women, but you can still use it if you're on here and you're a man, for your relationship with men. Men, they'll do the same thing, ladies, but we don't talk about it. I don't know about it. But they go through some of the same issues that we go through as women. So first thing, invest in friendship. Okay, write that down. Invest in friendship. Good friends don't just happen, y'all. They ain't gonna fall from the sky. Good friends are not just gonna pop up because you prayed about them. Good friends are not gonna be the one because they agree. And good friends, let me tell y'all something, don't agree with everything that you say and do. A good friend gonna tell you in love the truth because they're your friend. They know it may hurt, but they're there to help heal the wounds of the hurt. A good friend is going to tell you what God says. Not sit there and let you fall. I always say, let you fall off the cliff, knowing there's nothing at the other end of that cliff, and they're letting you walk towards the cliff, and they see you walking towards the cliff, and they're not telling you. That ain't no good friend. A good friend is going to tell you, look, girl, you about to fall off that cliff. You need to come on back over here. We need to get this together. You've been acting stupid. You've been saying stuff, you're in your feelings, you're in your emotions, you're looking at stuff the wrong way. God didn't say, me, I have a best friend and we do that all the time. And sometimes she'll tell me, that hurt what you said, but I received it. And so I have to tell her, you know, when it's not me, it's the Spirit of God. Because I love you enough, I don't want to see you falling messed up. And I want God to hold me accountable if I see you doing stuff and everything. You know, she has a problem of saying no. She has a problem, she takes on stuff. And I have to, she called me the other day and she was sharing with some stuff that she did and she took on a project. And I said, why did you do that? Well, I said, no, this is your season of saying no. Okay. Stop taking on tasks because you have enough tasks in your own personal life to deal with. This is how we talk to each other as friends. She's like, yeah, you're right. I said, you got to be careful because I know your plans and what God has for you. And you're taking on stuff that you may not have time to do and you can't do that. So that's how we work as godly friends. So it's invest in friendship. Good friends don't just happen. They take time and risk. You have to take the time and risk necessary to build a solid friendship. Take the risk. Take the time to build friendship. Build relationships that will help you connect with other people. Godly friendship takes time. It takes risk. Take a risk on that person. You know the Spirit of God is moving you towards them. Take a risk and allow God to help you and allow God to build that relationship with that person. Okay, take risks. Good godly friendships just don't happen, y'all. They don't happen about you. Got to do the work. You got to do the work to build. We can't be mooching off at each other, sucking off each other. You using this friend, like she said, connecting more than one level. You using this friend for this stuff, get all what you can, and then you drop them. That's not being godly friends. They may have something that God may send you into their lives because they may have something that you need. And you may have something that they need. But until you get out of your feelings and out of your flesh, you won't see that. Because now you seeing you sucking out them dry and they sucking you dry. And y'all don't see the fact that God put y'all two together because each one of you have something that's going to be help to build the friendship. Godly friendship is about building each other. It's about building you each other up. It's about building that person up. It has nothing to do with us. It's about lifting them up. So God put you in someone's life for you to build them up. And then God will put them in someone else's life to help build them up. See, what we've been doing is what the world been wanting us to do, tear each other down. Take what I can get from you, leech on you, suck you dry, and keep it moving. And you haven't deposited nothing into this friendship. What have you deposited in this friendship? Is this friendship one-sided? Have I been giving, and you have been taking? That's not godly friendship. If you're giving, I'm giving. If you're taking, I'm taking. We're doing it both ways because God put us in each other's lives to help build each other because it's all about building the kingdom. It's all about Him. Okay? So we have to do that. We have to encourage each other. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Toy. And, you know, and I appreciate that because, you know, I'm learning. Yeah, we're about that. It's about each other, building each other, and finding the purpose. Why did God put this person in my life? I always tell people, God put people in your lives for a reason. People, if it's from relationship, dating relationships, married, spiritual relationships, whatever type of relationship you in dealing with, God puts people in your life for a reason. And it may not be long-term. We got to look at that too. Because every godly friendship may not be a long-term godly friendship. But that person is a godly friendship for that season. But then you have some friends that are godly friends for the long term. You see what I'm saying? They're going to be with you till the end. But then you still have some good godly friendships that are there for just that season of your life. God put them in your life for that season to deposit something into you and for you to deposit something into them at that season of your life. And when you guys separate, you separate, but you also stay in contact. Okay, you see what I'm saying? See the difference? Okay. So when you have that, that's where we have to understand the difference. There are long-term godly friendships that you've been with people forever. And these are God, but then there are short-term godly friendships that we have to really understand and so forth. So look at the purpose of this friendship. And that's what I was just saying. So I'm not getting ahead of myself, but look at the purpose of this friendship. God has a purpose for this friendship, which is to honor Him. That's the whole purpose of this friendship. Is a godly friendship is to honor God, male or female, is to honor God. Okay, so begin to ask God. You know, today when we get off, get you a piece of paper, write down all your friends, write down some pros and cons of each one, And then write down, what's the purpose of this? Ask God, what is the purpose of this person being in my life? Because sometimes that season and that purpose for that person has ran out, and it's time for you to get them out of your life, and you keep holding on to them. And God is saying, remove them out of your life, because I may have someone else coming in this season. So begin to ask God, you know what? What's the purpose that you have this person in my life at this season of my life? What am I supposed to give, and what am I supposed to take? Because you can't take everything neither. All right? So you have to be very careful. So God called them to be, you know, what do you bring? What are you going to get out of this? What are you bringing to this relationship? And what are you going to get out of this friendship? Okay? So it's very important. And this is why I say, those of you who are out there that's sitting around talking about, I don't need no friends, you're missing out on some blessings. You're missing out on some things that God has for you. You're missing out on the things that you've been praying and asking God about. And he is sending people to your way to be friends and godly friends to be able to deposit that which he sends into you. But you are so into your ways and you so stuck and you so making excuses that you don't want to be bothered with nobody. So you're missing out what God has for you. And so you're sitting at home, what was me crying, and you're trying to lie on God and thinking God don't hear you. No, God heard you. You're the one that rejected what God sent. God sent someone to you to build a friendship with, because they didn't look the way you wanted them to look. They didn't act the way you wanted them to act. They didn't carry themselves the way you wanted them to carry. They didn't preach to God. They had no title. All this mess that we allow the world to bring in. You just missed out on a friendship. You just missed out on a godly blessing. What if David and Jonathan hadn't met? What if David would allow what Saul had did and how Saul had treated him and what Saul had going on separate David and Jonathan's relationship? Oh my God. Scriptures would have been all done. They wouldn't have had that bond. They wouldn't have been knitted. David didn't allow what Saul did to separate and keep that relationship between him and Jonathan. And sometimes, y'all, we do that same thing. We allow people that your friend is friends with separate you in your friendship with that person. Well, that friend is friends with that person for a different purpose. God didn't tell you to be friends with that other person. He told you to be friends with that person. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all understand what I'm saying? This is you. This is that friend. God told you to be friends with this person. But this friend has another friend that you don't like. But God didn't tell you to be friends with that person. He told you to be friends with this person. Because this person is in this person's life for a season. Okay? And for a purpose. Because we all have a purpose. There's something that this person is going to deposit and hit in this person, and they need it at that time. David needed Jonathan at that time in that season. Okay? But their relationship was so knitted that couldn't nothing come in. Okay? So if you're friends with this person and you're godly friends with this person the way God has called you to be, you guys will be knitted together that that person can't get in. And when that person's season is up, they're gone. Okay? So you don't have to fight a battle that somebody's out there fighting because you think you're losing your friend. No. If that relationship was godly done and designed, it ain't going nowhere. If that relationship is meant for y'all to be friends the long term, it ain't going nowhere. But if it's a season, it may separate, and it's okay. It's okay, because you did what God sent you to do in their life. You deposit what God wanted you to deposit in their life. So that's why you need to ask God, what is my purpose for this friendship? Y'all probably like, Lord, she got her fingers up. This is the only way I can demonstrate to y'all to see. Okay? Thank you. I had to apply this theory to a coworker I thought was my friend. Yes. And you guys, you have to do that. You really do. You got to start to think, okay, what is the purpose? They're in my life for a purpose, a reason. Yes, they may have 2-3 other friends that have been in their lives longer than you have, but you may be in their life for a season. They may be best friends for long term, but God may have you in their life for a season, but it's still a godly friendship. And then if you separate, you guys still stay in contact with each other, that's a godly friendship. Okay? But God didn't say that you had to be friends with everybody else. See, what we do, y'all, we try to be friends with everybody else. God didn't call you to be friends with everybody because you don't have what they need at that moment. You may not be the one that needs to deposit into them at that moment, okay? So we got to stop doing that. And this is why we run around here talking about, I don't need nobody. I ain't friends with nobody. Women are messy. No, because you don't understand the dynamics of a godly friendship. You don't understand how to cultivate a godly friendship is. So then you run around here talking about, I don't need nobody. You know, you do. Because that boyfriend, that husband, don't want to talk to you about mascara. They don't want to talk to you about perfume. They don't want to talk to you about the new lace bra. They don't want to talk to you and hear you whining and crying and tears. They don't want to do that. Men don't want to do that. They don't live in that lane. Okay? They don't want to go shopping and y'all going in and get buying the newest Michael Kors bag. They don't live in that lane. That's why you need godly friends. So you can call and say, girl, look, they got a new Michael Kors bag. Let's go to the outlets and go shopping. And she said, yeah, let's go. And y'all spending the day together as godly friend, that relationship. Talking about the word of God, talking about how God bless y'all. And that's how it, that's why we are emotional. We are talkers. We need to talk things out. We need to share things. And this is why we need our sisters in Christ. This is why we got to build the sisterhood back up. The sisterhood is divided because we allow the world to come in and divide us. But we as Christian women, our job is to get this relationship back together and to build the sisterhood the way Christ wanted to be, to make an impact. So ask God to show you the unique purpose of each of your friendships and what God wants to accomplish in each of your lives through your friendship. Because each one of your friendships has a unique purpose. And I think when we begin to find those things out, it's like, wow. There was a point in time I was like, you know, I had some folks and friends. I have probably two best friends. I'm going to be honest with y'all. One, you're going to laugh because one is it's more spiritual best friend. We can talk about the word of God and all that, like, cool. But we've been best friends forever. And the other best friend, it's a new kind of best friend, but I can talk to her about other different things. Okay. And we deposit into each other in different ways. Okay. And so, you know, then there are other people that come around, you know, I have befriended, and at the season I became a godly friend. Cause at that time they needed that at that time, but we still stay connected. They can hit me up on Facebook or they can call me and say, you know, hey, I need to talk to you. I've been a long time. How you been? And we can still talk and we can pick up from where we left off. Those are godly friendships. Nobody's saying you did this to me, you hurt my feelings and all. And if it did, we moved on and you allow God to handle that. But this is what I'm talking about. Find the unique purpose of that friendship. And I think if we do that and find the purpose of why God has allowed these people into your lives, we will be better connected to each other, guys. And we won't be out here saying all this hoopla. We don't need nobody. I'm all good all by myself. No, God didn't create us like that. Okay. I know we're getting kind of long. I'm sorry, y'all, because this is good to me. And I was like, okay, Lord, you know what? He gets to talk and I get to write. So did we go into 1 Samuel 18:1? And we did talk about 18:1. And God would sometimes knit our hearts together with people like David and Jonathan. They were knitted together through the heart. Okay, and that is, let's take a deep breath on that, y'all. Blow it out. Being knitted together by the heart is, I'm going to say it's hard, it's rough, it's powerful. Let's put it like that. It's powerful because when you knit it together by the heart, I'm trying to get the right words to say, and I'm trying not to go ahead of myself. It comes with a lot of stuff. Okay. You got to be there when the ups and downs. Okay. And it's not easy. And I went to kind of hit it myself, but knitted together by the heart, like David and Jonathan was, is when you've been hurt, your friend's going to hurt. You see what I'm saying? You bring your hurts along and they bring their hurts along. You help bear their hurts just as much as they help bear your hurts. So that's why I said it's not easy. Because a godly friend and y'all knitted together like that, they're hurting, you're going to hurt. If they've been in an abusive relationship and y'all are knitted together, they're calling you and they're crying, you're going to cry because y'all knitted together because you feel the hurt and you feel the pain of what they're going through because y'all friends. You've seen the struggle. You've seen what they had to deal with. And the heart, your hearts are so knitted together that you can feel that in the spirit. Okay? That's what knitting, being knitted by the heart together. That is something. So if you have that type of godly friendship with somebody, that's awesome. Okay? It's when they cry, you cry. You ever them times when y'all just cry together? You don't know why y'all crying. They crying, you start to cry because you knit it together. You're going through, they're struggling. You know, that's that friend that they'll call you, be like, what's going on? You like, you try to say nothing. No, I know, because I feel you in the spirit. I know there's something going on. And you start to bawl and cry because y'all knit it together. You didn't have to call them. You didn't have to tell them anything. But they felt that in the spirit. That's being knitted together. That is so important to have those type of relationships, y'all. So important. When you laugh, they laugh. Y'all laugh together. You laugh with, and they laugh. Y'all just in happiness and joyfulness. That's being knitted together. Okay, girl, what you laughing about? You just start laughing because you feel the laughter on her, and y'all just join and this flows over. Y'all knit it together. We talk about godly friendships. That's what godly friendship is about. And some of you have them and you've misplaced them or you misjudged them. You know, some of y'all have these relationships and you look at them as somebody that's needy, wanting, and weak. But that's not what, see, the enemy wants you to look at it in the wrong way. So today, God is trying to get you to say, wait a minute, we got to transform our minds. We got to look this in a different way because these are godly relationships. Many of you that are listening, you have these type of relationships with people. And you've brushed them off because you look at them as they weak and they just needy all the time. And they just, no, that's not what they are. You guys are actually knitted together. And you are actually trying to separate that cord. And God is tightening that sucker back up. And this is why they keep calling you. And y'all still together. And every time you try to loosen that cord up and God is tightening, you trying to figure out what it is. And God is saying, because y'all knit it together, because they have something that you need. And you don't really want to receive it. And you have something that they need. So you're trying to unloose the cord that God is trying to tighten up. And God is saying, no, because y'all knit it together. So, but it's worth it. It causes you to love harder, laugh louder, live richer, and become more than you can be when we build godly friendships. Good friendships requires walking with one another, doing some hard and lonely dark roads, losses, bad diagnosis, financial problems, and more. That's what godly friendships are all about. If you have someone in your life that you can be able to walk through the darkness of life, the loss, sicknesses, death, and they're there with you, even when everybody has dropped their food off and gone home and ate all their food at the repast, but that one person that sat in that corner, didn't say a mumbling word, was praying, still there, helping you clean up, helping you wash dishes, got your back. And that's the thing we messed up, y'all. They ain't saying a mumbling word. Those are your godly friends. And those are the ones we look over. Because they're not loud and boisterous and all out and all up front. But they're the ones that are sitting back in that corner praying. They feel your heart. They feel your tug. They feel your pain. They feel your loss. Those are your godly friends. And we look over them because the world tells us your friends are the loud ones, the boisterous ones, the ones that keep telling you, I ain't got to tell you I got your back if I'm your godly friend. My works and my gifts will make room for itself. So if you got, you won't have to do that. Financial problems. Your godly friends know you know, y'all talking, they know you going through. They may be the one that come and take, look, I got that. Let me take care of that. We're friends. That's that knitted together thing. And it's so important to understand that. So we need those godly girlfriends to remind us that God is with us And God is going to be faithful to us. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning. Come on in. And that God is going to use us and he's faithful to us. We need godly friendship. We need godly girlfriend friendships. We need godly guys that are on here. You need godly guy friendships. Y'all need men that you can trust, men that you can call and pray, men that's got your back, men that you are knitted together like Jonathan. Come on. The story was about David and Jonathan. So it's about two men being knitted together. So come on, that tells us, my men that are on here listening and watching, that you can be knitted together with another brother. Okay, you can see the same thing when you're going through your loss, when you're going through lonely and dark days. You should be able to have another brother you can pick up that phone and call. But the world would tell us you can't do that. The world would tell us that's not being a man. The world would tell us you can't be crying. No. That's not what God, no. God said godly friendship, godly friends, brothers don't care about you crying. They got your back. They know when they see you, bro, not right. Before you even say anything. They know that, bro, out of character. That's not him. Because you knit it together. You ain't got to say a word and they come to you. And they begin to talk to you and share with you. Being godly friendship is so important, so important, so important. Well, as we get ready to close out, I went ahead of myself on something. I want to make sure I cover everything to give y'all what God had given me to share with y'all, because I don't want to leave out what God has said, because friendship, friendship is important. And before we close out, godly friendship is important. I know this year, in my season of my life, my New Year's, I don't do resolutions or anything like that. I do my vision boards and my gratitude boards and stuff like that. But I also talk to God and I always ask God, you know what, God, I want to be linked up. I want new friends, godly women who are walking the walk, who are talking the talk, who are doing this thing, who are out here serving you in doing what you've called them to do. They're not worried about jealousy. They're not worried about somebody going up before them. They're not, all that stuff. And you know what, y'all, I'll be honest, God allowed me to meet some wonderful women of God. We haven't met in person, but we meet online. We talk online. We have a show, not a show, but we do a meeting every fourth Saturday called Women United. And I thank God for that, because these are women of God. They're not about big eyes and little eyes and big U's. You can feel the spirit of them. But there are women of God who are about God's business. And it builds that godly relationship, y'all. The book of Titus talks about that. And we're in a day and time, it's like, where is the Titus to women? You know, we are here, we're to encourage each other. We're here to lift each other up, not tear each other down. Because once we tear each other down, that's how the enemy gets in. Godly friendship, I shouldn't see my sister over here struggling with domestic violence. And I've been through that and not say nothing. And I know she's going through. And I call her my friend. That don't work like that. God don't work like that. Okay? You go there. You encourage him. You be there for them. You have your phone if they need to call you at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Because you know their situation. You know what they're dealing with. And they just need a prayer. They just need to hear your voice. They just need to talk to someone. Godly friendship. Stop saying, these folks getting on my nerves. Stop saying, I don't need nobody. Stop saying, I don't deal with women. Don't say, I don't need no girlfriend. Stop. Yes, you do. Because men don't want to be bothered with your stuff. They, like I said before, they don't want to talk about the latest perfume. They don't want to talk about your new hairdo. They don't want to talk about that dress you bought out of the store and how it look. And they don't want to talk about the new Michael Kors bag of Vera Wang. They don't want to go with you to look at a wedding dress. They don't want to do all that because they're men. But if you build some godly relationships, you'll have your girlfriends to go with you. If you build some godly relationship, allow yourself to be friendly. We allow the world to keep us, away from each other. And that's the trick of the enemy, because if he can keep us away, we're less in numbers. We can't fight. But when we're all in one and we fight and we're stronger when we're together. So you're stronger when you build those godly friendships together. not by yourself. It's not a one-man show. If that was the case, God would need 12 disciples. He could have did everything by himself because he's God. But he showed us in his walk here of the build the relationships and how he was friendly and open up to the women and how he talked to people that he wasn't supposed to talk to. Well, they told him you couldn't talk to this person. You ain't supposed to talk to that person. But he did it anyway. He built godly relationships and built godly friendships. So that's important. So as we close out, say a prayer and thank God for the godly women and godly friends that God has put in your life. Guys, say a prayer and thank God for the godly men that he has put in your life. Thank God for knitting your hearts with someone if you have those godly friends. And if you don't have godly friends, begin and pray and ask God to send you some godly friendships or a godly friend that you can be knitted together, like David and Jonathan. We read about their relationship, but we don't want their relationship. We'll preach about their relationship, but be honest with y'all, many of us out there as Christians, we don't want a relationship like that. But if you're one that's out there and you want to have a relationship like they did, you begin to pray and ask God to send you your Jonathan and your David. Someone that you can be knitted to. Knitted from the heart. All right. All right, y'all, I'm getting out of here, and I really thank each and every one of you guys for joining us. As I said, our theme for this month, we've been talking about building the importance of godly relationships, okay? So this week, we talked about building godly friendships. Next week, we're not sure what God going to say because God always changes what I what I want to do. But hopefully we can talk about those godly relationships when it comes to parents and children, because that is also important too. On top of relationships, period, friendships, it's those relationships that we have with our parents, between parents and kids. And, those are very important too. Okay. I thank each and every one of you for coming on. Toy, Sandy, Coletta, all of those who I can't see, those who are watching in replay, I thank you all for coming on. Catch us next Sunday for Sunday Morning Empowerment, 10 o'clock a.m. right here on Facebook. And I hope you guys are blessed. And you guys, as we close out, Father, Lord, I thank you for each and every one that joined me on tonight. Those who do not know you as a Lord and personal Savior, God, I ask you to allow them to open up their hearts, surrender everything to you, that they can become part of this journey as we walk, understanding your word, learning your word, that they give their lives over to you, to let them know that you are the true and living God, and that you love them so much that it's not that hard to serve God, and that you are here with your arms wide open for them, and that if they believe that you died on the cross and you were rose again, that they surrender all to you, that you will accept them into the kingdom. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for allowing me to share your word to the wonderful people that are out here listening and anoint their ears and bless them throughout this week. Give them a miracle. Help them be godly friends. Help them to build godly friendships to anyone, to those who you had in their life. And God, I give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 And you guys have a wonderful day. Love y'all. Bye-bye.